There was a time a couple of years ago where I was trying to break into the whole dating scene, but I didn't have time to make those traditional rounds. Being a business professional, I went straight to the different apps and dating services. The one that I was having the most luck with was Tinder. I'd get at least one match per day. A lot of them seemed young and not very serious, so it was easy to weed out the dates that would probably just be a waste of time. Then I matched with Addie. This was my first week of using Tinder, and honestly, she was the best looking match that I'd gotten so far. Her profile was simple, pictures were casual, so I was interested in meeting her. I reached out, we shared a few messages, and quickly agreed to meet up for dinner the following night. It all happened pretty fast, but again, I was new to the whole online dating. I just assumed everything moves a little quicker in this format. I arrived at the restaurant a little early. I didn't want to start the night on the wrong foot, showing up late, especially for the first time we were meeting. That's kind of a deal breaker, whether it's a date or just a business meeting in general. Time ticked by though, and she never showed up. Our official meeting time came and went, and still no sign of her. No big deal, I thought to myself. Maybe it's traffic or something. My phone finally goes off and I see I have a message. It's Addie saying that she's here. I look around the main room but come up blank. I don't see anyone that looks anything like her. Slowly though, throughout the crowd, I can see a person approaching my table. A woman. I look her up and down before settling on her face and it dawns on me. This is her. This is the person I'm supposed to meet. I'm sure it goes without saying, but this person didn't look anything like her photos. And that's fine. I'm not out to judge every person I meet. I just chalked it up to a loss and figured I would see how the night goes. Have a meal with a stranger. Who knows? Maybe she turned out to be really funny or interesting. Or even a potential business contact, maybe, or something. You just never know who you might meet. I'll give a brief description just so you have an idea. In her photos, this woman looked short, slender, and had thick black hair. When she arrived for dinner, she was wearing lots of frilly layers, dirty ripped up pants, sandals, and had a shaved head. And I don't mean just a buzz cut, she actually had the little bumps and nicks from the recent razor that she'd been under. It was a lot, and I was honestly curious about what I had sitting across from me. The conversation that we had, perhaps the most natural, was how we ended up on Tinder. I went on for a little bit about how I was a business professional and was in the middle of trying to launch my own company, so I didn't have the time to frequent bars or track down other people trying to date in social settings. Online matching just made sense for my lifestyle. Addie's situation was a little bit different. She explained that she just recently got out of a long-term relationship, and it wasn't that cut and dry though. "Oh, I'm sorry to hear that," I said. "What brought it all to an end?" "Well, his other girlfriend ended up finding out that he was married," came her response. "Other girlfriend?" I asked. "I'm sure I just misheard something, right?" "Yeah, we were in a polyamorous relationship for 4 years," she explained. "I found open relationships more satisfying and fulfilling. But after the truth came out, I've been pretty damaged." Everything was now starting to come together. Her appearance was like a defense mechanism, probably trying to reject whatever attention her looks had brought her. She was on Tinder as a form of therapy, just trying to get over whatever crazy breakup that she'd been through. Still, I wasn't interested, but I wasn't going to be rude either. Clearly, this person was going through it and had some issues. I mean, the guy could have multiple girlfriends, but a wife was over the line? It all didn't make sense to me, but what do I know? I'm just kind of old school like that. At this point, I'd opened up a can of worms. Addie went on at length about this relationship and her former lover. And I mean it when I say that. She didn't stop talking for a solid 30 minutes, uninterrupted and unprompted. More evidence to me to why I wasn't really that interested. Either way, I just sat and listened, at least as well as I could. By the end, my curiosity got the better of me. I asked if I could see a photo of her and those other people involved in the relationship. She quickly scrambled to get her phone and had an image up within seconds. Her and the other woman looked moderately normal, more so than Addie did right now in front of me anyway. The guy though, he must have been at least 60 years old. Addie was 30, maybe 35 at the oldest. I lightly asked about his age, and she responded that he was only 50. He just had a rugged lifestyle or something like that. There's no doubt about it, that guy was old enough to be her dad, but again, I'm not really that interested, so I didn't really let it affect me. The meal was over. Now I was inclined to go home. The drama, the mystery of who this person was, I was just over all of it. The whole thing was that I didn't want to ghost her or lead her on in any way. I felt like that would lead to greater consequences, more so for me than anyone else. Who knows what she's capable of in this state of mind? I just wanted to be clear, transparent, and totally honest before we went our separate ways that evening. I explained to her that I had a great time. This was a fun meeting, but now I needed to head home, and she would not be hearing from me. It's nothing personal. I just didn't want to seek anything else out in the future, and I hope that she understood. I also explained that I would pay for dinner. The entire evening was my idea, and I wished her the best with whatever kind of relationship she was looking for in the future. She seemed to get what I was saying, nodded at all the right times, but had this kind of vacant expression on her face. After I paid the bill, I ordered an Uber and excused myself from the restaurant. I used the bathroom first, as my ride home could be unpredictable on a Friday night, and I'm also a bit of a compulsive hand washer. I finished up in there, stepped outside, and waited for my ride to show up. As I did, I just kind of lost myself in my phone. Wanted to forget about that whole failed date that I just went on. I checked my apps, my email, and watched the minutes tick by in the corner clock of my phone screen. That's when I noticed someone was near me, just off the fabric of my shoulder. If I'd extended my arm even a little, I'd have bumped into their torso. I turned around to find Addy just standing there, less than an inch from me, giving me this weird, creepy smile out there in the dark. What are you doing? I asked her rather sternly. Like I said, I was over being involved with this. I certainly didn't want any of this coming home with me. I don't know, she said in this weird voice. She almost seemed like she was trying to be seductive or something. I'm going home. Thanks for coming out tonight, was all I said. So where am I going? She asked. I nailed it. She was literally trying to seduce me. I put my fingertips together in front of my face, then slowly pulled them apart further and further as I said, I'm going back to my house, and you are going back to wherever you live. We are going to different places. This is goodbye. At that point, my Uber rolled in, who I quickly waved down. I was barely in my seat before I told the driver to hit the gas and get me the hell out of there. Behind us, Addy just watched the car until we disappeared from view. I didn't get any messages, any calls, anything. Just a nice, silent ride back to my house, where I locked the door behind me and promptly fell asleep. The next morning, I woke up to my doorbell going off over and over around 7 a.m. Saturdays were kind of valuable to me, especially back then. So if there was someone coming over that early, I definitely would have known about it. I planned on sleeping in that morning, so whoever was out there probably really needed me for whatever the hell the reason was. I checked my Ring camera, and to my absolute horror, I found Addy staring right back at me, literally boring holes right into the lens. I sat there for a moment in complete disbelief, wondering how the hell she could even found me, and then it hit me. As I mentioned earlier, I was launching my own company at the time. My house was technically my office. It was even listed as my business address on my official website. Addy must have done the research all night, using my full name and eventually figured out some of my personal data. I recovered as quickly as I could and decided on some kind of plan of action. I need to make this girl go away, but I had no intention of actually interacting with her. I looked down at the app on my phone and decided I would have to do this from inside my house. Hello, what can I do for you? I asked through the speaker by the door. She proceeds to explode on me throughout the Ring camera, and I'm talking head-to-toe ballistic. It started with a non-stop line of questioning, but then it diluted to a string of insults and curse words. Addy was damn near frothing at the mouth by the time she finally took a breath, and it was all because I just left her there and didn't bother to text her back. All those normal clingy kind of things. I reminded her that I was very clear about the date. I had no desire to see her again, so I couldn't comprehend what the hell was going on. She blew up even more after that, eventually started slamming her head into the wall above my camera. At first, I couldn't tell what she was doing, but then I realized she maybe could kill or hurt herself if she did that enough. The exterior around my front door is all brick, so it would really only take a few good whacks. What a mistake that was, though. The second that I opened up the door, she turned and lunged right at me, screaming bloody murder. I pushed her back and fought her out onto the front porch, then slammed and locked the door behind me. I was covered in blood as her forehead had split open and it started leaking everywhere. "I'm gonna kill you," she screamed. "I'm calling the cops," I hollered back. At this point, she screamed again and then said the words, "I'm gonna ruin your life," before storming off down the street. I can't express to you how relieved I was when I saw her turn her back and then finally walk away. I killed the feed and did my best to forget about the whole thing, which turned out to be fairly easy, because I never saw her again. Fast forward a month or two, I meet a different girl who is super nice. I go a little slower this time, talk to her a little bit online before planning a real date. She shows up and turns out to be the real deal. More than that, this woman was so incredible, she became my wife a year later. This is where Addie comes back into the story, though. My wife and I had been living together for a year, been married for almost 6 months now, and I hadn't seen Addie in over 2 years. She wasn't even a memory at this point. I was on to so many bigger and better things. My company had been fairly successful. I moved into a real office building across town. My salary had me on the path to starting a family. One day I get a call from my wife. She's livid. Not so much blowing up at me on the phone, but I can tell by the way she's talking, she isn't happy. She's saying there's some woman at the door, claiming to be my girlfriend. A pit formed in my stomach as I racked my brain to figure out who the hell she could be even talking about. No amount of excuses was going to get me out of this. The trouble was, I didn't know who she was talking about, and I had zero recollection of Addie. I explained on my end, "I don't know what's going on," to which my wife said, "Well, she's standing at the front door. Why don't you look through the camera app?" That's when it all came back to me. The morning I spoke to Addie through the Ring camera. "Oh shit, yeah, I think I know what's going on," I said. "No matter what you do, do not let that woman in the house. She is very dangerous." "Why? Is she going to tell me something I don't want to hear?" "No, this isn't a scheme or anything. That lady is crazy and possibly dangerous. She's shown up at my house before, but she hasn't been around in quite a long time now. It's been over 2 years." I was being honest, and after some time, my wife finally started to believe me. The aggression fell out of her voice, and she started listening to what I was explaining to her. I even pulled up the Ring app, and sure enough, it was Addie, except she looked a little different. She'd gained some weight. Her hair was grown out. That being said, she still looked very unwell. Didn't look normal. When I pointed this out to my wife, she really started to believe me, thankfully. I left work and my wife called the police. We all arrived back at my house at the same time. Addie, still there. When she saw me coming up with the police, she no longer wanted to talk. Instead, she just wanted to run, to which she failed doing so, and the cops scooped her up. She didn't get in any real trouble, but we did serve her with a restraining order. I went on to tell my wife the full story of who Addie was, and how she knew where we lived. It was all water under the bridge, but sometimes I wonder what could have happened if my wife had opened up the door for her. Her screaming, "I'm gonna kill you," still runs through my head from time to time. A couple of years ago, I was in and out of relationships, using dating apps like the best of them. I wasn't looking for anything serious at the time, but in the back of my mind, I knew that I would definitely entertain the right one. Full disclosure, I'm a woman and was pretty keen on the party scene back when the story took place. Well, after some time, I eventually meet this guy through one app or another. His name was Talon. He was super edgy, had long hair, tattoos, piercings, flat bill hat. I also know a lot of you are probably thinking that Talon was a made-up edgy nickname, which I thought the same thing, until he showed me his driver's license. His dude's legal name was Talon, as crazy as that sounds. He and I hit it off, though. We both explained that we weren't looking for anything serious, just wanted to have some company for the good times, someone familiar, but not let anything get too serious. That didn't really last long, though. We spent pretty much every night and every weekend together, getting rowdy at various bars and house parties for about 5 weeks straight. We hooked up and kept things familiar. Nothing crazy or consistent, though. We usually just didn't hang out. It was only to hook up. Because we weren't serious, I never deleted the dating apps from my phone. In fact, I was still using them almost daily. Call it shopping, call it whatever you want. I think I was just a girl with a serious case of FOMO. I was quite happy to kick it with Talon. Was happy to party every free hour that I had. But I also wanted to see what else might be going on just beyond my fingertips. I wasn't actively trying to meet anyone, but I did have some matches here and there that kept me on the hook. Fast forward a few more weeks. Talon starts going back on his word. Things are getting serious. I knew that was what was going on, but I guess I didn't mind. The guy was crazy, always down for anything, and just had a way of taking fun stuff to a whole new level. It was intoxicating for someone that was up to no good, and I was always down for going that extra step. What bothered me about this was that he wouldn't ask, he would just assume. I was an independent girl, and I always have been, so just to be swept into a relationship without my permission just felt weird. I think because of all of this, I still kept my backdoor options available. Still used Tinder, Snapchat, and even hit a bar down the street from my apartment every now and again, just when I wanted to go out alone. Either way, you get the idea, I was just along for the ride. He started coming by more, texting me more, and sometimes even suggested that we stay in and just get plastered together. Other times, he would bring drugs around. Nothing crazy, but stuff I hadn't really seen before. The situation itself was devolving, and I was there for it. One night, Talon canceled on me out of nowhere. He told me he wasn't feeling good and something came up with a buddy of his. It was weird and definitely not normal, but hey, stuff happens, right? I told him to be safe and that I'd see him the next day or something. From there, I called my friends who swooped by, picked me up, and we headed for the closest Whiskey Row. My friends asked me where Talon was, and I just told them the truth. He was staying in or something like that. We get downtown and start bar crawling, as the place is lit up with all kinds of crowds and DJs. The street itself had four or five bars on either side. All the doors were open, and people were filtering in and out from all of them. Fast forward an hour or two. I'm doing a few shots with my girlfriends, and a guy comes rushing up saying that Talon is looking for me. Huh? Was all I could say. Excitement flared up, as he must have started feeling better, I guess. Talon is out in the street looking for you. He's pissed, was all my buddy said. Oh, not really what I was expecting, so my excitement quickly dissolved into nervousness. Why would he be mad? I racked my brain and didn't come up with anything. Threw back another shot and went out the door. As I stepped outside, I could hear shouting and all kinds of commotion. I looked around and there he is, literally standing in the street, about to get in a fight with three other dudes. That was until he saw me. Talon then raised a single finger, pointed it right at me, and beckoned me to come over to him. Get out of the street! What are you doing? I shouted over to him. He just shook his head. Talk about making a scene. I ran over, to which point he actually got out of the road and up onto the curb. The other guys that he was engaged with just kind of walked the other way, almost seemed happy that Talon was now distracted. He wasn't a huge guy or anything, but he was inked up and wiry, and pretty tall. At first glance, he looked like a dude that you wouldn't want to mess with. What are you doing? He asked me. I remember being shocked to the point that I couldn't really speak. What was I doing? What the hell are you doing? I cancel, so you just go out? Who are you here with? He went on. It's just the normal crowd. What is this all about? I demanded. This is crazy, dude. You canceled, not me. He licked his lips and then shook his head. I knew he was about to go ballistic. I'd spent enough time with him that I could see coming from a mile away. It didn't come, though, He was seething, but just kind of wandered around in a circle, clenching and unclenching his fist over and over again. Then he started talking to himself a little bit. Then he just walked off. I tried to follow him, but he was moving quick and there were other people in the way, so I just let him go. He needed to cool off anyway. I went back to the party, but my friends acted a little weird after that, kept asking if everything was okay. I didn't even want to think about him or the situation itself. If I'd been fooling around or doing something wrong, sure, I would have understood, but I was innocent, top to bottom. I wasn't about to be accused of something that I never did. Talon could kick rocks all night long for all I cared. And he did. For a hot minute, I didn't see this dude or hear from him at all. It was only 4 or 5 days, but that was a long stretch considering how often we were chilling before. I had my own little makeshift rehab at home, dried out from the drugs and the booze a little bit, before jumping back into the fun. While I was chilling at home between work shifts, I naturally cruised those dating apps. I ended up making a couple of matches, but I was more interested in one than the others. His name was Dylan. Based on his photos and description, he was pretty much my type. Kind of similar to Talon in some ways. Tattoos, drugs, all that edgy stuff. We exchanged a few messages, but nothing serious. I guess that was a good thing too, because guess who came back round on the 5th day? Talon came knocking in and dropped into my place like nothing had ever happened. It was weird, but kind of par for the course. We were drunks, drug addicts, teetering on being totally unstable, or at least I was. Talon was far more unstable than I ever gave him credit for, though. That's how it was those first few days. Just kind of casual, hanging out and not making any plans. Then he started texting me again, and that's when he asked what was going on with us. I said the same as before, I guess, nothing too serious, just enjoy the ride, right? He said that was good with him. He didn't want anything too committed, and that he hoped that I didn't mind if he still used his apps and social media. I told him of course not, but I made no mention of my own use of them. It's better to have small compromises that operate solely on a half-truth. So, we moved on. Well, kind of. We went back to partying and hanging out and hooking up. But in the back of my mind, I kept remembering that weird blow-up at the party. He showed me a side of him that I really didn't like, so I decided to keep that back door escape close. And that back door was Dylan and the dating apps. I'd keep a couple of dudes in line just in case I wanted to bail, and hopefully just disappear into a new crowd of people. I know it's not healthy or smart, but Talon was truthfully a random that I met throughout the apps. It's not like I'd known him throughout my life or anything. Things continued to ramp up on both fronts. We were going out more and getting super wasted, and on the side, Dylan was hitting me up with everything that he had. Dirty talk, pictures, invites, promises of drugs and money, all kinds of tantalizing stuff, and it was honestly exciting. I started texting Dylan a little more seriously. I say text, but all of our exchanges were through the app. At one point, he went on at length about what he wanted us to do, how, where, and when. It was hot, exactly the kind of thing that I like to hear, so I gave in. I sent him back all the stuff that he wanted me to say. Spent a night texting a guy like I hadn't done since high school. It was nostalgic and wrong, but I was getting my rocks off hard. That's when everything started to shift. I stopped hearing from everyone altogether. I messaged Talon, I messaged Dylan, even some of the other guys that I matched with. Total radio silence. I thought this was weird, but just wrote it off as whatever. Maybe a glitch in the app itself, who knows. Way deep in the back of my mind though, I was worried that maybe Talon had figured out that I was talking to Dylan somehow. Went and found him and then made some more trouble. One night I stayed in, sent some messages out and got nothing in return. It was like a bat signal on my end. I said I'd show up for whoever hit me back. Until then, I'd just be at my place. I got no response, however. Since the gauntlet had been thrown, I decided to double down and just stay in till I heard back. A little after 10 or 11 p.m., I passed out on the couch. When I woke up, I thought my house was on fire. I could smell smoke coming from somewhere. I opened up my eyes and found one of my hands had been tied to the couch, literally. Someone had cut a hole through the fabric, worked a little rope through, and then lashed my wrist with it. What the hell is going on? You dumb slut, a voice said. It was Talon. I looked up and I could see the cherry of a cigarette that he was smoking. Behind him on the clock, the stove read 2:11 a.m. What the hell are you doing? Taking care of a problem, he explained. Do you know you became a problem for me now? My mind starts racing. My heart was pounding. This was worse than a nightmare scenario. Talon was violent, dangerous, unpredictable, a complete criminal. Now, he had me hostage in my own house. My phone was on the coffee table and well outside of my reach since I was hooked to the back of the support of the couch. This is crazy, I said. You're the crazy one, Talon said. Who you been talking to? Who cares? We both agreed we weren't serious, I said. This is seriously not cool, way over the line. Who the hell have you been talking to? He asked again, but there was no emotion in his eyes, like no life in them. You could tell that he was well beyond having a breakdown or blowing any gaskets. Talon was way off the reservation. My phone is right there. Go ahead and go through it. Before he responded, he took a beer can that had been sitting on the coffee table next to him. He threw it right at my face. The beer exploded all over my nose and eyes, and the can hit me right in the mouth. The sudden explosion of abuse got me so off guard that I started to cry. I bit off way more than I can chew, and apparently these were the consequences. Tell me about Dylan, he said, crossing his legs. There was a supremely condescending energy coming out of him now. It was exactly what I thought it was. He'd found out about the other guy and was now jealous beyond belief. He's nobody. I started talking to him on Tinder. Besides, you said you were still using the dating apps, so I can't use mine? Correct, he said. Shit, I forgot who I was talking to. A crazy person with absolutely no understanding of real life. No amount of reason is going to get through to this guy. I did all I could. Just kept crying, pleading for him to let me go. I can honestly tell you, this was one of the most scariest and deprived moments of my life. I made a promise to myself to get better if I make it out of here. Talon went on to tell me that he'd start putting cigarettes out on me if I didn't talk. So I gave in. I just started rambling. Said that we met on Tinder, matched, and just started messaging. I gave all the details. We first matched, how we talked, how often, everything. Talon held me to my answers, as if he'd spoken to the guy already. I was starting to get worried that maybe both of them were in on this together, and if they weren't, I was kind of worried that Dylan was already dead in my house somewhere. Whenever I said an answer that was only half truth, Talon would throw stuff at me, pour beer on me, whatever he had on hand, until I confessed exactly what he wanted to hear. What did you like most? He asked. I dove into the details, all the dirty talk, all the smut and photos. I didn't hold back at this point. Being honest was the only way that I'd not get hit. Plus, I wanted to get under his skin, and maybe piss him off even more. It was my only way of fighting back in the moment. He just smiled. You haven't figured it out yet, have you? He said. I stayed quiet, silently pulling the rope around my wrist. There is no Dylan, dumbass. I made him up just to see if you had any loyalty, and you failed that test. He stood up, and I covered up as best I could before the pending beatdown he was probably about to give me. It never came, though. When I opened up my eyes, he was pulling on his jacket and moving to the door. Couldn't believe it. Are you going to untie me? I asked. He looked over his shoulder and thought for a minute, and then said, Nah, you got a lot to think about. Plus, if I change my mind, I can come here and set this shithole on fire. Have a good life, Hannah. And with that, Talon walked out of my life for good. I just sobbed and sobbed, cradled my bruised face and checked my teeth. He beat me up a bit more than I realized, and as the adrenaline wore off, everything started to swell and ache. My wrist was at the point of bleeding from all the friction. I didn't hear or see him for months after that. As I said, I made a promise to myself that I'd clean myself up. I'd get out of the party scene, get my life back on track. I took that very seriously, focused on my work and old hobbies, like reading and making soap. It was a long climb back to normal, but I did it. One day I see Talon again, on the street corner, talking to himself and just wandering around. I thought maybe he was waiting for a light to turn green or something so we could cross, but over time, I learned that wasn't the case. As I started to drive by him, I got worried he'd spot me and freak out. But we literally made eye contact and he didn't do a thing. I realized right then and there he was full on crazy, probably now homeless too. I'd been dating a guy who was teetering on total schizophrenia, and I didn't even know it. Here's the other crazy part. A few months after all this, so probably a year total after we dated, and Talon's face pops up on the local news outlet. He killed a guy in a crack house over a dispute over drugs or money, some such thing, and been picked up on the run about a week later. That was a very emotional week for me. I truly felt like I shouldn't even be alive. The story went something like this. Talon had apparently come up on a firearm somehow, very likely stolen from an unsecured vehicle somewhere downtown. From there, he went to a liquor store, robbed it, and then retreated back to the flop house to get off the street, and obviously spend the money. There was a dispute immediately, as the dealers found out that Talon was coming in hot. You could literally hear sirens. They refused to sell to him, told him to get out of the house, to which Talon's response was to pull the gun and shoot the guy 3 times in the chest. He then proceeded to rob the house of all of its drugs, and then flee on foot down the road, only to get cut off in an alley and swiftly apprehended. His mugshot still flickers through my nightmares to this day. Hello, I hope this submission finds you well. After listening to the last dating app submission, I knew that I needed to submit my story for the next one that you did. This was my last summer on Tinder and made me more of a recluse than I already am. I'm a longtime single guy, kind of introverted and honestly, just not skilled at all the charming things that adds to a potential date. After realizing all of this around the time of my high school, I just kind of put romance in my backseat and focused more on things that I could enjoy. Sports, video games, chilling with my friends, all the normal stuff for an average Joe. As I got older though, more options became available, mostly in the way of social media dating apps. At the time that I was 23, I was more than ready for a little companionship or whatever you want to call it. I hopped on Tinder, started doing what everyone does on there, lie like hell, post the best photos of me, post the coolest facts, and show a side of me that I wasn't ever really sure existed. I had a few matches, had a few conversations, but nothing really seemed to go anywhere. 2 months in, I had a few matches and spent some time casually flirting, figuring out the shape of the landscape, so to speak. I was kind of using my first few connections as practice, as they didn't seem too interested in actually meeting up, so I just worked on my game and conversation skills. And honestly, it was kind of working. Then I matched with Brit. She was a smoke show. Tattoos, duck lips, too much makeup, and a killer body from head to toe. Or at least, that's what her picture showed me. We matched and she messaged me not long after and was keen on meeting up. She suggested a bar, literally that night, but I didn't have the brass for that short of a notice of a meetup. I told her that I was busy, some kind of cool guy excuse, and planned on something later in the week. She was cool with that and kept leaning into the conversation, asking about all kinds of stuff about me. I was over the moon. I've never had a conversation like this. We messaged regularly for about 2 days before she asked to meet up again. I was expecting it this time and agreed, but just didn't want to bar hop or do that kind of thing. I suggested dinner and then we can go for drinks afterwards, just to keep everything even. She said that sounded great, and named a restaurant kind of nearby, a brick Italian joint with lots of windows. This will be important for later. We set the plans for Friday night, and I plan out everything that I can on my end. What I'll wear, how I'll get there, even looked at the menu online and decided my order so I wouldn't even have to waste any time doing it at the restaurant. I wanted this to go as smooth as possible, so I put in the amount of effort that I thought would be acceptable. Friday came and my plan went straight into motion. A Lyft swooped me up, rolled me over to the restaurant, where there was a reservation made for us under Britt's name. I dropped the line, took the table, and settled in to wait on my hot date. I was expecting her to appear just right behind me, so after some time ticked by, I realized maybe I was a little early. I could be chilling for a while. I didn't want to look weird or make myself start sweating from overthinking, so I pulled out my phone and scrolled like any normal dude would. After another 10 minutes, a waiter came by to get an idea of the table situation. I said I was just waiting for my date to show up. She should be here soon. The waiter asked if I wanted a drink, to which I said of course. I'd completely forgotten that was an option. I ordered a beer, some local draft special, and then dove back into my phone. The beer showed up and I took a big gulp. Two, then three. Finally felt my phone buzz in my hand. It was Tinder. Britt had finally reached out with a message. She explained that she was going to be a little late, and I said no problem. I had the table, all was good. Her next message said, "How's that beer?" with a little winky face. I chuckled, thought it was odd that she pegged me for a beer guy. I told her it was great. I asked her how she knew I was drinking one. "Because I can see you through the windows." I sent some kind of jokey message back, convinced she was trying to be funny, but what I got back was a picture of myself sitting at the very table that I was at. My lips curled into a frown. I almost bolted out of the restaurant right then. Something weird is going on, and I was apparently deep, deep within it. "Surprise, you've been catfished, bro. Are you ready for the worst night of your life, fat boy?" I could feel myself getting flush, hot, slick with sweat. The hell's going on? I felt sick to my stomach with anxiety. "Why?" was all I could ask. "Because we can, dude. Stuff like this is fun. You ever ruined somebody's life before? It's a high you can't get twice, but we're gonna do it to you anyway." I started to get up from the table, to which they encouraged me not to do. They made all kinds of crazy threats, like contacting my parents, my employers, pretty much everybody that I knew. Everything they said scared the hell out of me. I just waited at the table for an honest way out. That's when they started daring me to do stuff. Throw my empty beer glass across the room, push the whole table over, scream at the top of my lungs, take my clothes off. You get the picture. I stared at my phone in abject horror as these suggestions continued to roll across my screen. The waiter brought me another beer, told me to keep my chin up. She'd be here any minute. He was super kind, but little did he know this girl never existed. This girl was a little shadow club of assholes who catfished losers like me and made us dance for them. I'd seen stuff like this on the web before, but never did I think it could actually happen to me. I'd even been careful with our first few exchanges. I remember that first night suggestion of going out to the bar, and I wondered what kind of trouble I would have gotten in had I gone. I sipped at the beer and flipped my phone over. I need to get out of here, but it needed to be clean. These guys don't know where I live. I haven't given them my number, so I could just escape the restaurant, escape them for good. Just a simple block and they'd be out of my life. I just needed to come up with some kind of plan. I looked down at the beer and I swear to God, a light bulb exploded over my head. It came to me and I figured it would work. I took a big gulp of my beer, flipped my phone over and responded. I said, "All right, I'll do whatever I have to do to get out of here. Let's play." "Good, good. That's it, fat boy. Now stand up and tell the whole restaurant you're a fat boy." I thought about it for a second. This was a good test, actually. There were plenty of other people in the building, so any one of them could be the one doing this catfishing. I stood up, but only mouthed the words, "I'm a fat boy." I didn't actually say it out loud. I tried to move my chest and arms in a way that made it really look like I was speaking it. Then I sat back down. "Good show, Tubby. That's the spirit. Now get down on all fours and crawl around like a dog." Shit, I wasn't down for anything that crazy. I countered and said, what if I barked really loud instead? They said, all right, and I did more of that silent shtick. It was actually working, which gave me hope that these guys weren't as cunning as they made themselves out to be. Also, for the record, I'm not even that big of a dude. Just wanted to clarify that. I'm not really sure why these guys took to calling me fat. Anyway, they put me through a few more dares before finally asking me to do something wild again. This whole time, though, I've been chugging my beer. I looked down at it, slammed the last bit, and then told them okay, but I need to pee first. I got the razzing of a lifetime, but they actually said alright, just hurry up. They'd be waiting outside if I tried anything goofy. I made right for the bathroom and saw my waiter buddy between tables. As I passed him, I handed him 30 bucks in cash and quickly said, hey, something came up, she can't make it. I'm gonna hang around for one more beer though. Will you just leave it at my table? He agreed and went his way back to the bar. This would really set the scene on my table and make it look like I was coming back. Next, I booked a lift while hiding in the bathroom. I knew they couldn't see me in there, but outside the door, almost every wall of that restaurant was just a big stupid window. They'd planned it pretty well with the optics, I had to admit it. As I hid in the stall, I remember almost laughing. This was kind of something out of a horror movie. Who the hell had time to do this? Later on, I would find out that on various catfishing forums, this actually happens pretty regularly. It's just so embarrassing that it doesn't get talked about. I got the notification for the lift at the same time that I got a message from the catfisher. Or, I guess, are they called fishermen? Whatever the case, they asked me why I was taking so long. I said there was a line for the urinals and I was on my way out. They replied with good. I had a big cold beer waiting for me at the table, and they wanted me to dump that thing over my head. I exited the bathroom, bolted to the main room while literally covering my face, and then stepped out onto the street, only to find no damn lift car, nothing. I was out in plain sight, and I knew these assholes could see me. Sure enough, my phone starts blowing up. Notifications from Tinder, but I don't check them. This is going to be my only escape. And sure enough, that little Prius finally comes around the corner, and I practically sprint over to it, rip the door open, and scare the hell out of the poor little driver. I partially explain my situation. I'm the one who ordered and just need to get home. They take me on my merry way. I open up my phone and start blocking Britt's account, deleting Tinder as a whole. But after I did, I just looked back. I could actually see two guys in hoodies standing at the front of the restaurant, just staring the car down. We turn a corner and they started to wave. I just flipped them the finger and turned back to face the road. I never used any more dating apps after all of this. Honestly, just went back to my solo way of life. It was some of the scariest and strangest stuff to ever occur to me. I wanted to share that story with you. I hope everyone gets a kick out of this dumb, lonely decision that I made. Go on to never make that mistake ever again. Enjoy each other out there and be good. Oh, and don't fall for the catfisherman. Hey everybody, thanks for listening if you stuck around to this point. If you haven't yet, please hit the like button, the subscribe button, and that notification bell to be notified when future episodes come out. If you have a true scary story of your own, feel free to send it to my email or post it to my subreddit. You can stalk me on Twitter or you can stalk me on Instagram. All of those linkity links are below. Hey everybody, hopefully you enjoyed this episode like I did. There's some good stories, and I like this one even better than the last dating app stories episode that I did quite a while back. Appreciate it, Zach. You're doing a killer job. Also, that last story, if you're listening to this or whatever, fuck those motherfuckers. Fuck those fucking dudes that did that shit to you. I don't fucking like that shit. That shit pissed me off reading it. You handled it a lot better than I think anybody else would have handled that. And, you know, one day if we have a convention or something like that, you should come and let me buy you a beer, because seriously, fuck those dudes. Yeah, I don't like that shit. I don't play with that shit. Yeah, anyway, hope you're doing well. I think more than one of those were submissions, so if you submitted your story. I appreciate it. Again, I think the next episode is going to be subscriber stories again, because we got a good amount of those. But yeah, I'll reiterate it again and say it again. I always want your stories, so send it to me and Zach, and we can potentially and hopefully hear your story too on an episode here in the future. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I got anything else for you today. Yeah, hope you all have a great weekend. I know I meant to have this out on yesterday, but I just got the stories late last night, so here I am recording it for Friday. And yeah, I'll see you on Tuesday for, I'm pretty sure it's going to be subscriber stories. So I'll see you guys then. Have a good weekend. Be good. Be safe. Cheers.